USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined that the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust in New Mexico required a pull of the trigger to fire the weapon. That's according to a forensics report. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding a gun when it fired, killing the woman. The gigantic spending bill, erroneously called the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed by 100% of the Democrats in the House with zero Republican support. This bill ensures the recession will continue longer than it was before the partisan vote. 87,000 more IRS agents and less than 1,000 billionaires in America? House Republican Whip Steve Scalise is warning these armed tax agents will be coming after you.
So President Biden, who made that promise multiple times, if you make under $400,000, don't worry, your taxes don't go up. This bill breaks President Biden's promise. It's confirmed by the CBO.
We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Walt Disney said Wednesday it's raising its prices for streaming subscribers in the United States. The price increase are tied to a new tiered service Disney will launch in December for U.S. subscribers. The basic Disney Plus service costs about $7.99 per month right now. Starting in December, that basic service will run ads, so a subscriber who wants no ads will have to upgrade to a premium service starting at $10.99 per month or a 37.5% jump in cost. A crazy incident at the Capitol over the weekend leaves one man dead.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He later took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook allowing election misleading information to thrive online has affected another election, this time in Brazil. Facebook failed to detect blatant election-related misinformation in ads ahead of Brazil's 2022 election. As from a new report from Global Witness, they found a continuing pattern of not catching material that violates its policy, as the group describes as alarming. As the weaponization of the FBI continues to shock most Americans, now is the time for transparency. The problem is Attorney General Merrick Garland is withholding the affidavit or the probable cause portion of the warrant that led to the FBI and Department of Justice to suppress President Trump's rights. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, a think tank that investigates government corruption, was on Newsmax overnight.
We've asked for the underlying affidavit, which is typically used by the FBI to explain to the court the basis for what now even Garland admits is a pretty extraordinary raid on the home of President Trump. And that information will tell us, and I'm not saying it should be given the credence, I'm sure the big media will give it, the basis for raiding his home, what information they had, what information they were specifically looking for. At least it ought to tell us that. But given prior FBI behavior in political matters, I don't think it can be trusted.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.